in the Mexican army, and he held that post for about 30 years. And he was the doctor that administered to the troops of the sick troops of the soldiers in the Mexican army. And so he had an office in Matamoros and went over here.
Your wife, your first wife,
where was she born? She was born in Monterrey.
Mexico?
Mexico. Her father and mother were from Texas, and he was working for the railroad, and her mother was living with her father and mother in Tampico. Mm-hmm. It was in the early 1907, I think they got married. Her father and mother were married, and Mr. her grandfather was in Tampico doing some work for the Pierce Waters Oil Company, which was now the Sinclair. Mm-hmm. And he had quite a few teams of mules, and they contracted him in Gonzales, Texas, to go down and build these firewalls around the storage tanks. And he was down there until about 1908. Mm-hmm. And then he came to Harlingen. And I don't know why he picked Harlingen, but he lived up there all of it from then on.
How much education did your first wife have?
She graduated from the convent here and had 1 year of college. Mm-hmm.
Did she ever work?
No. She used to help the sisters. She was an artist, and she painted, mm-hmm. and she had an art class at the convent here, but she didn't charge for it. Mm-hmm. She taught there for about 2 or 3 years. Not full time, but just when she was needed.
Mm-hmm. What about your wife now? How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 13 years.
How old is she?
She's 40.
Where was she born?
She was born in San Luis Potosí, Mexico.
San?
San Luis, L-U-I-S. Mm-hmm. P-O-T-O-S-I, Potosí. It's in the state of San Luis Potosí.
Mm-hmm. Is she Catholic?
Yes.
Was your first wife Catholic?
Yes.
What about her education?
Well, she went to grade school in Mexico. She can read in Spanish and writes. And mm-hmm. but she doesn't speak English.
Where were her parents born?
In San Luis.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever work?
Yes, she's worked as a babysitter and, you know, worked like that, but she was with her mother, and they had a little cafe. Mm-hmm. they made tacos and tamales, you know, and Mexican foods. Mm-hmm. And I met her, and we got married, and so she came over here with me, and she's been here ever since.
She grew up speaking Mexican, and speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
What about your first wife?
Well, she was bilingual, too. She went to young. When she was a little girl, she went to school in Monterrey, and then she went to school in Matamoros. Mm-hmm. They lived in Matamoros a while. And then during the Revolution in 1913, well, they moved to Brownsville, and she went to live at Harlingen with her father, grandfather, mm-hmm. and grandmother. And
her first language was in Spanish? Or?
School in Spanish, yes. But of course she learned English at home before mm-hmm. she did Spanish.
Did her parents speak English first or Spanish?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. What about you? Which language did you grow up speaking?
Well, I guess both at the same time, because we had